So when a patient approach our office wanting to inquire about breast reduction, generally one of my staff will explain a little bit about the breast reduction procedure, and we'll direct them to our website and our podcast for them to have a bit of a listen to before the consultation. Most of the patients actually come in fairly well educated about the process, because often there's a lot of internet searching that may have already been done. But some of the patients, it may be the first time that they've actually come and talked to me about the breast reduction surgery. So I think we generally try to give them some idea before they come and see me and direct them to the appropriate resources. And then when they first come and see me, then we usually spend a good 45 minutes together discussing what their expectations are, and also some of the symptoms that they're experiencing from the heavy breast. Then we'll go through a process of our examination, discussing what can be achieved for them in their particular circumstances. And afterwards, we'll sit down and discuss the actual surgical procedure, the recovery time, as well as all the risk and complication that may be associated with the surgery. And often I encourage patients to take all the information away and have a good think about it, to see if this is something that they would like to undergo, and if they wanted to proceed with the surgery. Then we'll invite them to come back for a second consultation, really just to give them an opportunity to ask more questions about the surgery itself, and also really finalizing some of the details before the operation. They will also need to organize often some form of breast imaging to make sure that there's no unusual cyst or any changes that were identified, and we'll also give them instructions in terms of what they need from postoperative, supportive bra or any other specific things they need to prepare for the aftercare. And then we'll be right to have the surgery at the designated date.